The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Oh my goodness, I've got so much stuff to share with you today. I hope you can spend as much time with us as you possibly can. We just got so much to cover. I mentioned I think it was yesterday or the day before, pastors in California, we're going to have to make a decision whether to obey God or government. These are decisions that Christian leaders have had to make all over the world for centuries, but not here in America. It has come to America. And one of the most visible, prominent pastors in California has announced it's going to be God, not government. He has publicly announced that he and his church will be defying the state government in California. I've got that story. An update on Nick Sandman. He's the Catholic high school student from Cincinnati that was slandered by most of the mainstream media. I've got an update on that. I've got all kinds of updates, all kinds of stories to share with you. So hang with me. I'll get to them. But I absolutely must begin by giving you just incredibly wonderful news. If you were listening yesterday, we spent the day yesterday talking about Trans World Radio and their program, their project to get as many radios into Africa as possible. These radios require no batteries, no electricity. They have a crank-up generator inside. They can be taken anywhere. And our goal was approximately 150 radios when we began yesterday. And my goodness, you folks were so unbelievably generous. And thanks to some gifts that came in either overnight or this morning, and I want to thank Denise, and I want to thank Diane. Denise and Diane, either last night or this morning, called 888-988-5656. And right now, we are at $6,170. That means 123 radios. Yeah, if you were listening yesterday when we went off the air at 6 o'clock, we were at about I think we were at 94 radios, and I was begging, pleading, praying that before we ended the program, we would be at least 100. Well, we have blown past that. We are now at 123 radios. Costs $50 to provide each radio. That includes the purchase of the radio, the shipping of the radio, and the distribution. These radios are distributed through pastors and local churches, and every individual or family that receives this radio signs a contract. Then they are used to bring in the powerful Bible teaching of Trans World Radio. Many, if not most, of your favorite Bible teaching programs here in America are broadcast on Trans World Radio all over Africa, of course, in the local tongue, the local language. But anyway, that means, folks, we are about $1,600 away from our goal. We needed over $7,500 yesterday. We need about $1,600 to our goal. That's it. That's all we need. So I'm not going to spend the whole day. I'm going to get into the stories right away. I'm going to get into the Nick Sandman update here in just mere moments. And again, I've got so much to get into the program today. Plus, it's Friday. So we open the phones wide open to you on Fridays. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, as you know. But here is the number that I want you to call. Folks, we're about $1,600 away from our goal. That's it. Could we possibly have $600 come in before the top of the hour? Here's the number for Trans World Radio, 888-988-5656, 888-988-5656, or you can give online at thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com, just click on the TWR, that's Trans World Radio. Click on that banner, you can give securely and quickly. I'm praying, will you pray with me? And by the time we come back from the top of the hour break, we will be at just $1,000 left. We need about $1,600 to reach our goal. I'm praying we can knock out the $600 by the time we come back from the top of the hour break. Pray with me and give. So many of you gave yesterday, and you gave generously. Now let's finish it. Let's take care of this quickly today. 888-988-5656. We are providing radios for Africa to people who desperately need to be discipled. All right, here's the number, 888-988-5656. We've been following the story of Nick Sandman. I think all of you remember the story. Way back a little over a year ago, about a year and a half ago now, Nick Sandman was with a group of high school students from Covington Catholic High School in Covington, Kentucky, down in the Cincinnati area. They were there for the March for Life. Well, as they're waiting for the bus, a Native American activist, kind of a kooky guy, if you look at his history and his background. He's a kooky guy. He starts beating a drum and getting in the face. Meanwhile, across the street or across the aisle, there were a bunch of black Israeli, black Jewish activists. Now, they're a bunch of whack jobs. It's a cult. They're slinging insults and racial epithets. Anyway, you all saw the story. Nick Sandman just stands there. The students around him begin chanting cheers like they do at a basketball game or a football game to try to distract from what was going on. Well, the mainstream media attacked this young high school student, said that he started it. He was the instigator. He was abusing this Native American. None of that was true. None of it was true. In fact, this young teenager showed incredible restraint. Well, he and his parents did not take the slander and the libel sitting down. They sued a number of organizations. And today, not today, a couple days ago, it was just released today. But Nick Sandman has settled and received a financial settlement from the Washington Post. Yeah, they had to pay. They had to pay. CNN has already had to pay. The amount is not disclosed. The lawsuit was for $250 million. I don't think Nick Sandman got anywhere close to that, but he did get a financial settlement from the Washington Post. He tweeted this morning at about 11 a.m. this morning. On 2/19/19, February 19th, 19, I filed a $250 million defamation lawsuit against the Washington Post. Today, I turned 18 and WAPO, Washington Post, settled my lawsuit. Thanks to Todd McMurdy, Lynn Wood for their advocacy. Thanks to my family and millions who have stood your ground by supporting me. I still have more to do. This young man stood his ground, has received a settlement from CNN. He has now received a settlement from the Washington Post. Do you realize how difficult this is to sue the media and win? Unbelievably difficult. He did it. His next target, Twitter. Oh, yeah. He is not done at all. So I wanted to give you an update on that. Good for Nick Sandman. Good for him. All right, we're going to take a quick break, folks. Let's exceed our goal for Transworld Radio. Every $50 provides a radio. 888-988-5656. We're $1,600 away from our goal. 888-988-5656.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Okay, folks. Now, again, we are not going to spend all day, not even most of the day, talking about Transworld Radio. We devoted the entire day yesterday to Transworld Radio. We're not going to do that today. But we're just $1,600 away from our goal. That's it. Now, somebody's got to start it. Yesterday, it was Ron in Johnstown. Ron was the very first person yesterday to call 888-988-5656. And then it was really cool if you were listening yesterday. Ron called in and he said, Hey, I just felt God wanted me to give and I want to challenge everybody else to give. Well, a whole bunch of people accepted Ron's challenge yesterday. Somebody needs to start it today. Somebody needs to be the first to call 888-988-5656, whatever the amount. Every $50 provides a radio. Yesterday, I focused personally on Malawi simply because I've been there not long ago and I saw the desperate need. The need for discipleship is so desperate. I taught a pastor's conference, and some of those pastors walked for 2 to 3 days to get to this conference. They came with the clothes on their back. That's all they had. And when they got there, They were hungry. First, they were hungry for God's word. They were like sponges. And then they were hungry physically. They'd walk 2 to 3 days. This is the kind of hunger that these radios feed, because they can take these radios back home and get much of the same Bible teaching you receive here in America, of course, in their own language. Every radio is $50. Who will be first? Who will start it today? 888-988-5656. I am praying. I'm asking you to pray. We're about $1,600 away from our goal. That's all. I am praying by the time we come back from the top of the hour break, I will be able to report to you that an additional $600 has been pledged, and then we're down to just $1,000. That's what I'm praying. Could you give? 888-988-5656. All right. I don't ever do this, but I'm doing it today. I'm asking you to pray about the next Speaker of the House here in the state of Ohio. I have not heard that Larry Householder has officially resigned, but he's either going to resign or he's going to be removed. That's a foregone conclusion. So they're going to need another speaker. Yesterday, it was wide open. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? It looked like it would probably be the president pro tem because he was next in line. Well, this morning, rumors began to swirl that a certain representative was being considered seriously by the other members of the House. And when I heard the rumors, I thought, what a great choice. What a wonderful choice. But they were just rumors. So I happen to have the personal contact information for this individual. I quickly sent a text and said, hey, I heard the rumors. If they're true, you would make a great choice. I'm praying. Within seconds, I got a text back. Yeah, it's true. Now, and I don't do this, but I don't pass along rumors, so I'm not going to give you the name. I'm not trying to be coy or a name dropper, because I'm not going to give you the name. But this is such an important decision here for all of us in the state of Ohio. And if these rumors, which are now well-founded rumors, are true, the state of Ohio would have an absolutely incredible new Speaker of the House. Would you pray for the leadership in the House of Representatives? And even though you don't know who the individual is, pray for that person that God's will would be done. All right, then we'll be back.